outfit and everything is ready to read to you. And Betsy Binstock was originally scheduled to feature here in January, but it's now going to be June because sometimes medical things get in the way and then we have to move around them. So please give Betsy Binstock a big welcome.
In case you're curious, I'm going bionic in January. New knee. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I got a couple of CDs. One of them is me reading poetry, and one is my songs. I've got a couple of echoes in my head from things that have happened already, performances. Katie talking about popcorn on Friday night made me think of Sunday evening, which was kind of free-for-all in my family, unless Daddy decided he was going to provide food for us. One time it was canned tamales. Another time it was snails in garlic butter. And the third time it was canned rattlesnake meat. It was exciting. Well, that's the next echo. Winters in Manhattan, and those Sunday dinners happened in Manhattan, 6 blocks north of Suzanne's poem. And the poem that I'm going to be reading is about living those 6 blocks north, only at a very different stage in my life. I was trying to figure it out. I think I was about 4 or 5. And I was trying to figure out two things, and the poem talks about them. One was there was a great big church steeple that I could see out my window that had Roman numerals on it, and I was gradually learning to tell time. The other is that my room had 2 mirrors that faced each other. Now, why in hell you would do that for a 4-year-old, I don't know. But remember what it's like the first time you stood between 2 mirrors and looked into one of them. Lessons in time and space. Bare white walls wrapped tight around my narrow child-sized cot. Looming large across the city street, the giant white-faced circle of a church's clock peered through my window panes. Heavy iron pointer clicked around that steepled clock, forever onward, tick by tock, past all its spiky painted numerals. Each day I struggled to befriend those awkward Roman signs. But when the changing hours grew too dull, I turned to play with magic in my room. An eager captive standing trapped between 2 looking glasses grimly placed on facing walls, enchanted as my sober, watchful eyes, my geometric bed, and both reflected frames grew smaller, ever smaller, disappearing one inside the other, images receding, echoing, bouncing back and forth into an endless world where counting stopped, where frames collapsed, infinity imploding into a tiny, distant place.
Thank you, Betsy. Betsy Binstock.